And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. I'm delighted to say, I don't have Michelle, that's not delighted to say I don't have Michelle McGettigan here because I thought it was Michelle coming in, but we have Jennifer Wilson O'Reilly and you're very welcome. How I got the name completely wrong, I think I was on to Michelle about the course and I've been away for 2 weeks, so that's my excuse. So you're very welcome, Jennifer. I know you've been in last week with Mark to talk about this. I think it's a great idea that it's that you're doing in Beaumont Hospital for stress, because all of us suffer from some sort of stress in our lives. So this is a free 6 week lecture and it's to help deal with stress. So tell us a little bit. Last week was the first week. What did you discover last week?
So last week we were all together. There were about 50 people turned up at the hospital. We were delighted to see them. And I think there were some people who came because they'd heard about it in the hospital, but I think there were a few people who maybe heard about it through here. And then in other areas and locations, they found out about it. And so it was a real mix of people. Mm. Some people, you know, who maybe were feeling a huge amount of stress. Some people that were there to learn about stress. And that was really what we focused on in the first week. It was like, what is stress and how does this particular stress control problem or program help with managing it?
And how long does it go on for?
It's 6 weeks long. This week, tonight is week two. People can come along, even if they weren't there last week, you can kind of pick it up at any point and it's totally free. You can just walk in off the street. It goes from 6 to 7:30.
Brilliant. So it's an hour and a half. So last week was what is stress?
Yeah, there's a little break in the middle for people to go to the bathroom.
Great. And is there any exercise involved or anything like that? Or is it just people listening to how to cope with stress? Is there any kind of form of relaxation they do throughout the course?
Well, it's great that you asked that question today, because tonight's class is about working with the body. And there will be a little bit of training tonight on breathing and relaxation. But the way that the course is set up, you don't have to interact with anybody. I mean, you can just come and sit in your seat and learn, and then you can try the stuff at home that you've learned about. So one of the great things about the stress control program is that it doesn't put people under any pressure when they're there.
Exactly.
You know, you don't have to answer questions. You don't even have to talk to the person next to you. You know, you can just come, take in the information, and then figure out afterwards, how does this fit into my life and what can I use from this? Yeah. But tonight is about controlling the body's reactions to stress. And so we are going to be talking about breathing and relaxation techniques. We're also going to be talking about like caffeine and exercise and diet and those kinds of things that have a direct impact on how our bodies manage, first of all, the fight or flight response, which is so natural and important, but then also the recovery from a stressful moment.
As in a panic attack?
Well, it could be something as strong and challenging as a panic attack. We're going to be talking very specifically about panicky feelings in session five. The beginning of session five, we're going to be working with controlling panicky feelings. So that's kind of the more extreme end of things. But we all have built into our, you know, DNA, into our functioning as animals in this world managing risk, we all have a fight or flight response. Sometimes people talk about fight or flight or freeze response, and we all have that built in to help us in those moments when we really feel like we're under threat.
Yeah.
And so sometimes the way we think about that, the way we experience the feelings in our bodies, can make the whole situation worse and then can kind of develop into panic, like you were describing. Other times people can kind of ride out those sensations. I mean, they're in there really to help us.
And we need that. Oh, we need to have those.
Otherwise we'd be hit by cars all the time. You know, all the risks that we take in and are aware of, you know, a lot of those are real risks and we have to pay attention to them.
And is this the first time in Beaumont Hospital that this is the first of this kind of thing that you are providing for people, you know, as in a class? Would you say it's, I suppose, a course for 6 weeks? Is this the first time this?
Yeah, this is the first time in Beaumont that we've had the stress control program. Now, one of the great things about this particular program is that it's been running for, you know, 30 years in the UK. It's adopted by the NHS. It's in the States. It's a lot of different places, Australia, New Zealand. And we've had it in Ireland for quite a few years. But the HSC in the last year or so has been has committed to kind of rolling it out across the country. And the whole idea is that people can get this particular course, this stress control course, which we know has great research behind it, that anybody can attend it anywhere. Just to get that basic understanding of how our minds work with stress, our bodies work with stress, how our behavior works with stress, and how our environment works with stress, you know, just to kind of cover all that.
Yeah, like we all live, it's a stress, we all kind of, well, I think as, you know, as you get older and you're working and you've children and it's kind of, you know, you're living in this stress world and I'm running from, you know, A to B and trying to fit everything in, and you need to just kind of step back and breathe sometimes. And I think, you know, this, I know there's a lot of mindfulness courses and yoga, and I think everyone should be doing something to just de-stress for even 5-10 minutes a day.
I'm 100% behind that, Debbie. I think you're absolutely right there. Yeah. It's hard to get wiser than that comment that you just made. You know,
but
it
is. We were running
something.
And we need to. And have you found, or have you seen a lot of an increase in stress related illnesses, you know, within Beaumont Hospital? Or would you kind of know anything about that? I mean, people are coming. Through doing interviews with different organisations, we're seeing and hearing that there's a lot more anxiety about, especially in younger people. Now, is this course open to younger people, or is it over 18s? Or
it's over 18s. Now, having said that, if you've got an older adolescent, you know, I mean, you know, we wouldn't stop them at the door. You know, there's no adult themes. So you know, if people want to bring along their older teenagers, they can feel free to do that. But to come back to your question around, you know, is there more anxiety or depression or stress out there now? I mean, you know, listeners can't see me. I'm very young looking, but I've actually been at Beaumont for 20 years. I can't believe it. 20 years at Beaumont. And I would say it's always been there, you know, even over the last 20 years, you know, there's always people who feel overwhelmed, and different kinds of overwhelm can turn up at the hospital. You know, it can be around gastro symptoms, you know, it can be around migraine, it can be around, and it's not that stress causes these illnesses, but the combination of having an illness and feeling overwhelmed or depressed or anxious or whatever, that's a tough combination. And those are the types of people that might be seen, say, in my service. I work in a liaison service, so I see people from around the hospital. So I wouldn't say I've seen an increase, but I would say that people are way better at identifying it themselves, and also clinicians around the hospital. And I think, in general, people are just better at noticing the impact of illness on all of us, but also the impact of lifestyle on all of us, including, like you were describing, the busyness.
Yeah.
And we at Beaumont, in lots of different areas, lots of different services, try to kind of address this in a lot of different ways. Stress control is one of them. We run a mindfulness program, like you were talking about mindfulness. There's also, say, our cardiac rehab team run an amazing stress management for people with, you know, cardiac difficulties who are going through that. And there are lots of other programs in the hospital and in the community that look at different ways of addressing similar things.
Yeah, and we have done a lot of interviews with Beaumont Hospital. We're in contact with with the foundation, and
Beaumont Hospital
we
Foundation,
do a lot,
amazing.
So we're always up and down doing when there's open days and on your hero days. We're down there every year.
Isn't that great?
But one of the days we went, was it last year? The Selena Slaunta, the walk.
Oh yeah,
which is a great idea as well. And
it's
we
wonderful.
Know physical exercise is very good for our mental health as well.
Yes, absolutely. And that's another thing that we're going to be talking about tonight, Debbie, but absolutely. And it's not even clear why exactly. You know, the mechanisms, everybody's studying this now because the research is indisputable that a little bit of exercise is just as effective as an antidepressant for a lot of people, you know. And I know the HSC recommends that people have half an hour, 5 days a week, you know, but you can even break that into 2 15-minute exercise periods, and they kind of push for the idea of moderate exercise levels, and we'll talk about that tonight, like how do you know when you're exercising at a moderate level, because it's very different for each person depending on fitness and all that. But I think you're right, just exercise, it's really hard to overstate the impact that has on our mental health, and I mean obviously physical health, that's a given.
Yeah, well I think we're recognizing that now really, and as I said, Beaumont Hospital are doing great things for the community as well. They're involved in the community like this tonight, the stress control programme, the Salinas Lawn to Walk. They seem to be involved in the community, getting the community involved with the hospital as well. Because, as I always say on the interviews, we hear the bad press of the A&E and the crowd and all that, but
lots
there's great work going on behind the closed doors as well, like this stress control.
Oh, that's
you
nice
know,
of you to say.
Other things,
thank
the
you.
Beaumont Foundation, which they do wonderful work as well, the breast clinic, everything is. And it's such a big hospital, so much going on. But people who are listening this morning, they don't have to be a patient of Beaumont Hospital. They don't have to be recommended. The doctor doesn't have to give them a referral note.
No, they can just walk right in. And it's right at the front of the hospital. So you don't even have to go deep into the hospital. It's like literally like at the front. You come in the front door and turn left. It's right there. So, but just to follow on from what you said, Debbie, about Beaumont Hospital and what it provides to the community, I just want to turn that over a little bit and say we also really benefit from the community that we're in. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we have amazing volunteers from this community who come into the hospital and give their time. You know, there's a lot of different services in the hospital that are supported by this community. So I just want to get in on the love here.
Loving this morning.
And say it's not a one-way street.
Yeah.
We really benefit from the work that's done here. Yeah.
Great. And as you said, 50 people turned up last week and maybe tonight there could be a few more. So if this is going on for 6 weeks and it seems that it's going to be a great success, will you do another one in a couple of months, or is this just a once-off?
No. This is, we're hoping to embed this in the service.
Great.
So there's definitely ones. I don't have dates yet, but there's ones planned coming up. I think we had got some feedback from a few people that said it'd be handy to have one during the day. You know, people who weren't free in the evening. So we're thinking about that as well, and maybe a different day in the week.
Yeah.
You know, to just shake it up a little bit.
And if listeners want to go along tonight and they're feeling that little bit nervous, because sometimes it can be a bit of a nervous situation to be going into. You don't know anyone. You are feeling a little bit stressed and you want help with that.
Of course.
As you said, there's no participation even. You can come, just sit down, and you don't have to. There's nothing like you tell your story, why are you stressed or anything like that.
Oh, no. There's none of that. There's no demand on anybody. They can just come and listen. And I think there's a good few people that are there who are there for other people. You know what I mean? They've come to learn about stress so that they can help, I don't know, family members, friends, people that they see professionally, you know. So I think even if you think to yourself, I might not be that stressed myself, but there's somebody I know who might benefit from the information.
Yeah.
Come along, learn about it. We give out little brochures and books and stuff like that. Take one of those home, and it might help you support somebody as well.
Great.
I mean, one of the things we talked about, there's a few catchphrases on the program, and one of them is face your fears, you know? And there's a story that was told last week about people coming along and how when they made the decision to come to stress control, they were probably super enthusiastic. But then as they got closer and closer to the first night, they started maybe doubting themselves or like coming up with reasons why it mightn't be the best plan, you know, and maybe then the afternoon before the evening thinking, oh, will I really go? And some of the people maybe even came to the hospital and were either parking the car or got to the room and thought, maybe not.
Yeah.
You know?
Turn around.
And so that's just the reality, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard to turn up for anything and to feel that maybe people might be looking at you or thinking thoughts about you. But for the people who made it through the door, what they learned was that it was actually okay to be there for an hour and a half, you know, to sit there, to take in the information. And that has a knock-on effect for things like self-esteem, for a sense of competence, for, you know, all that kind of stuff. Sometimes a change in our behavior, just turning up, has a knock-on effect about the way we think about things, the way we think about the world around us.
Exactly.
So I'd say to people, if you're kind of on the fence, maybe give yourself a little push and just turn up. And then, you know, you don't have to come back.
Exactly. Even stand at the back of the room. You don't have to go right up the front. I know sometimes people think, well, what if I just want to leave? And I don't want to make a big egg.
Sit by the door. Yeah, absolutely.
So, Jennifer, it's as we mentioned, it's 6 weeks. Tonight is talking about your body.
Yep, controlling your body.
Controlling your body. And hopefully for the next weeks to come, you'll be in with us to talk about how it went. So next Tuesday, you'll come back in and talk about how it went tonight.
That sounds awesome.
Super. Well, you'll be in to talk about tonight. And I'm going to go along myself now and tonight.
Yeah, fantastic.
I'm going to see, because I think it does no harm to just take that hour out for yourself. You know, everyone is entitled, as you said, to have a little bit of time to yourself. And you're running around mad busy and not kind of saying, you know, I'm not relaxing, not doing anything for yourself. So now and again, it's good just to have that hour and just sit down and just relax.
Yeah. Yeah. And tune into your own experience. Yeah. We spend a lot of time thinking about what other people are doing and how we're going to manage all that stuff. But actually say, OK, well, what, you know, also I'm here.
Yeah.
And it pays to think about our bodies, our thoughts, our behavior, you know, our environments.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And when people are on their own, probably suffering with stress, and stresses that can lead into other things, you know,
yes,
like pure panic attacks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And probably feel they're on their own. Like tonight is a night to go and listen to what's happening. And there's other people there going through what you're going through. So,
yes,
you know,
yes,
you're not on your own.
And that was one of the things that we talked about a lot last week, was how common presentations around stress, people experiencing overwhelm, people experiencing depression, people experiencing anxiety, you know, that you're 100% not on your own.
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of different statistics out there, but even the lowest numbers would say 1 in 5 of us at any one time are struggling with stress or anxiety or depression. And some researchers would say it's much higher than that.
Yeah.
So really not, I mean, that's a super, I'm really glad you brought that up, Debbie, because that's a super important point, that if you're experiencing distress or suffering, you are 100% not on your own. And we can add a layer of difficulty with those kinds of thoughts, like what's wrong with me that I'm not coping, mm-hmm, and everybody else seems to be okay.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that we talked about last week, was the masks that people wear. And how we wear our own mask, but sometimes we forget that everybody else is wearing masks.
Yeah,
too,
true, yeah.
And we don't know what people are experiencing. Mm-hmm.
So tonight, Jennifer, it's free, which is great, free admission.
Yep.
It's an hour and a half out of your day, that's it.
Yep.
And if anyone, do you have a number or a web address if people want to ask a question beforehand, or do you just encourage them just to turn up tonight?
Yeah, we really encourage people to just turn up. Just turn up and experience the whole thing. I mean, you can contact Michelle McGettigan at Beaumont if you wanted to ask a question, because she's with the health promotion. I'm not sure. I think, is there a number on there? Sorry, Debbie, I should have it off.
There is. There's a helps. Well, the email address is healthpromotion@beaumont.ie, or there's a number 01-809-2941.
Thank you.
That's the number.
Good thing it's in front of you.
They'll put you through. So that's great. Listen, thanks a million, Jennifer. And next week we'll probably be a little bit longer talking to you, because you're going to go through what we'll hear tonight. I'm looking forward to going tonight.
Fantastic.
But, so we'll talk again next week at the same time. And good luck tonight. So anyone who's listening, just go along. Beaumont Hospital, as you go in the main entrance, you take a left. It's free of charge and it's an hour and a half out of your life.
Yep.
That's it. Okay, Jennifer, thanks a million for joining us today.
Thanks, Debbie.
Lifeline. And we'll talk to you again next week.